up, everybody? I am your host, DJ Quest One. You're listening to The Drive Podcast. This episode, I have to say, P. Diddy. What'd I tell you guys? What'd I tell you about this clown? What'd I tell you about this guy, this controlling guy, this narcissist that has no good intentions by any means? Has his houses raided, right? Has his houses raided in Miami and Los Angeles by Homeland Security? What is going on? I want to find out what's going on. Let's see. Let's take it to News Local 10.
News, federal agents moving in on the rapper Diddy's homes on both coasts.
Authorities on site in Los Angeles and the exclusive Star Island. And that is where we find Local 10's Christina Vasquez and what we know so far. Christina.
And I am joining you live from Star Island. Take a look right outside the home of Sean Diddy Combs. And I want to direct your attention to what you're seeing left of frame to get a sense of how long we anticipate federal investigators to be here. So that light gray van you see on the left, that is the Command Control Center for Homeland Security Investigations. And in the driveway with the red and blue lights flashing, that is their forensics van. And as this is happening here, let's go ahead up to Sky 10 so you can have an aerial view of what we've seen earlier today as this action is happening here.
That is crazy. Why is that happening? What are the questions? It's what I want to know. So everyone that thought he was a good guy, apparently he's not a good guy, to tell you the truth, because when someone does good, you know, they get good back. And he left, and his kids were there, and they arrested his kids. Puff Daddy, Fluffy Fluff, where you at? He flew in his private jet, and he went somewhere else. Supposedly, customs got him. Supposedly. I don't know what's going on, why both of his houses got raided, and you see the humongous house he has in Los Angeles. I'm talking, you can see it on the aerial as far as the helicopter going over it. And it's just like, the dude's got money, something's going on. So because he's been doing people wrong, Biggie killed, shouldn't have gone to LA. Supposedly he paid Keefe D to kill Tupac. He got Shine locked up after he's the one that shot the girl in the club, right? But he paid people so they could keep it hush hush and he could be free. So he should be in jail. And the story's still unfolding, so it's just finding out what's really going on. So what kind of a person leaves his sons to get arrested and flee the country? Like, who does that? Are you a good father? What's going on in your mind? Are you afraid that you're going to get caught on something that you've been doing for years? I do believe in karma, y'all, and he's getting it. So the episode that I did was back in December of 2020. It's called Puffy Burns You. You know, and I was talking about all the artists he ripped off. So when some of these artists want to make it, he's already established. He sees dollar signs and let me sign you. And they signed this probably an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, so they can't talk about it, right? And you know, he gets most of the publishing. He did it to Biggie, he did it to the Lox, he did it to 112, he did it to so many artists. What artist is successful with him besides French Montana? French Montana stays with him for some reason. But what artist stays with him and say, you know what? He treated me well. He's a good guy. They give him a Lifetime Achievement Award for what? They give him a Hollywood star for what? What has he done besides make vodka and he did bring out Biggie. And that's dope that he did. But he didn't even stay alive because of him. So that's unfolding eventually, you know, and 50 Cent is going at him hard. Like, he talked about him and Meek Mill having sexual relations, and then Usher, grooming Usher, and then also Justin Bieber. Like, all these, like, so is this also pedophilia going on? And it's just, it's to me, that's sickening. But they raided his house, and they're doing it. They did it for a reason, y'all. We don't know what the reason is. There's got to be all kinds of stuff going down. I mean, Cassie last year got sued his ass and said he raped her. He set her all a court and gave her a good amount of money so she can be quiet and let it go away. But other women came forward. So he's just in all kinds of trouble right now. And let me tell you, him getting in all kinds of troubles or trouble is not good for his business, because he has investors and stakeholders. So that means they're like sitting there like, what about my money? Right? Just what about my money? Just like in the movie Casino, right? When the guy, when Nikki tells the banker,
you might have to take some kind of loss.
Yeah. I think I want my money back.
What are you going to do, strong arm me?
You know, I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do. For instance, tomorrow morning, I'll get up nice and early, take a walk down over to the bank and walk in and see you. And if you don't have my money for me, I'll crack your fucking head wide open in front of everybody in the bank. And just about the time that I'm coming out of jail, hopefully, you'll be coming out of your coma. And guess what? I'll split your fucking head open again. Because I'm fucking...
Of course, people are not going to do that, because it's after all, it is a movie, but I'm sure people are pissed off like that, and people want him. Yeah, because, you know, people make money with him, right? But now, because so much is in limbo and so much is going on, what's going to happen? Is he going to go to jail? Is he going to spend all his money on lawyers and fees and court fees and paying people off? Like, it's gonna cost him a lot. And I wonder what Suge Knight is saying about Puffy. Look, listen, take a listen.
What Puffy done, what Puffy did, and what Puffy do, not a surprise. Everybody know what it is.
Hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs has been accused of beating and sexually assaulting his ex-girlfriend and singer, Cassie.
I mean, to be able to do that type of shit to a woman and other women, but it's not new. It's not like it's new news. Shit. Same time he beat the shit out of motherfucking, what's the little girl name, Cassie or whatever. He had an assistant by the name of Capricorn. He felt Capricorn, Cap was keeping his shit on low about if she was messing with Cuddy or not. Puffy beat the shit out of that bitch. Not only did he beat the shit out of her, he was an Interscope person. The Interscope's check that paid her to settle, or he wouldn't go to jail.
You've heard of the golden rule, haven't you? Whoever has the gold makes the rules.
Now, it's a time where they say they're not going to put out records where people cuss and degrade women. Dre even did a thing on MTV interview and says, I would never cuss on a record. I would never call a woman a bitch. I would never say these type of things again. And I'm going to do only records without cussing. That's why they say they couldn't distribute Death Row, because my artist cursed too much. So,
okay, so that's what Suge Knight had to say, that he has been beating up on women and sexually assaulting them and just giving them hush money. Like, you know what? Here's $2 million. Just keep it low. I just don't say anything. What happened? So now that's out of the question, because whatever happened as far as him getting busted or him having his house raided is on something else. They're saying sex trafficking. So he's looking at some time. There's no lawyer that's going to want to touch it, or they're going to touch it because they're going to get paid. But how are they going to defend if they have videos and evidence in his house? Question rises. Still no Jeffrey Epstein, still no arrest on his end. All the people, all the high profile people still haven't got arrested. I wonder why. But Puffy is getting arrested, or whatever's going on. See, it's a two-way street. If you're a pedophile and you're sex, you know, and you're a pervert, why don't you just get arrested? But there's powerful people that are in trouble, but they're sealing the, you know, it's a seal indictment, so they can't see it. No one can see it. They got to unseal it so you can see it. But going back to Puffy, that is, he's been abusing women for a long time. and he's got away with it. Now, you know, Yahweh doesn't like ugly. You got to treat people right. If you treat people right, you're going to live a prosperous life. Treat them with respect. Don't, you know, don't badmouth them. I'm not perfect. You know, I have talked bad about people, but I'm talking about, I haven't harmed people. I don't put my hands on anybody. Why? You have money. Why do you have to put hands on someone and beat them up? Does that make you a bigger man? Does that make you a wuss? You know, why do you have to put your hands on someone? You have money. You don't even have to. You can just do, you know, if you're dating someone, you just date someone else. I mean, you have all this money, but that's the narcissism in them. That's what it is. You have all this money. You really believe you have the power to do whatever the heck you want to do, whatever the fuck you want to do. Pardon my French. And it doesn't work that way. You're human at the end of the day. Or is he not human? Whatever he is, him grooming these little boys. And then even Kirk Burrows talked about him. Not in a good light. A lot of people have came forward, going to The Art of Dialogue, going to Capone News, going to Vlad TV, and especially Big Gene. Big Gene, man. You know, Gene is he's definitely the one that's been talking about him since the beginning. Like, we're going back to like 2017, 16, that he talked about the night that Biggie died. That he said, they called him, they said, there's something going down. Let's hear a little bit what Big Gene has to say.
Man, and it's for you, the YouTubers, and everybody out there. You understand? With Diddy, always got paid on time. They didn't play with my money. You understand? The only thing that bothers me, and is still gonna bother me to my death, is that one, I tried to save these kids' lives out, that kid life out there. Big told me his whole life story in that one day. Do you understand me? All his dreams, all his hopes. I don't know why this kid did that shit, but this kid told me his life story, bro. I tried to stop these people from going to the party. It was his decision. You understand? That cost that kid his life. Even when I tried to ride on the side of the fucking truck, he gonna tell me, yo, Gene, if you don't get in this car, you ain't gonna never work again for Bad Boy. I should have said, F Bad Boy, and did what I knew to do. You understand? That kid lost his life. It wasn't my watch, but I was there. He had his own bodyguards, but I still was there. I knew something was going to go down. I was willing to ride on the side of the damn car so I could save this kid's life. Now, my man go to him, ASAP Ferg father. He goes to him. Yo, Puff, blase, blase, whoop-de-whoop. I got to have this. Or these guys it's gonna be a problem in the street. Here go this. You can use this until I can get it back to him. This nigga said, what? I can't do that. Understandable, whatever the situation was. My man died the day after my birthday. Turns around, tell Wolf, I'ma give you your $300,000. Wolf is the one who brought me back into Bad Boy, or brought me back into Bad Boy, because I was there before Wolf himself. Wolf's mother let me hear something that the drug enforcement, the prosecutor from Atlanta, that Puff told Meech, go ahead and do what you got to do, when him and Wolf and them was beefing outside. I heard Wolf say out of his mouth, I'm going to show you. Them niggas ain't that. I knew he was building up the atmosphere between Meech and Wolf to go at it. Do you hear me? Wolf get killed by some kids from BMF.
You see? So that's, everyone around him dies. Like, they either, something happens to them, Biggie gets killed, Gene's friends get killed. Wolf, his bodyguard, gets killed. So that's already three people. Also, I have to believe that, well, actually, what happened was in Atlanta, Suge Knight, also Puffy has something to do with it. With Suge Knight, his bodyguard also got killed over there in Atlanta. So when you have stuff like that going on and people beefing and you have money, why do you need to be there? Right? So that's not a good look. He said, Big Gene told Puffy, get out of LA. There, it's gonna go down. Like, don't go to any parties. Stay in the hotel and go straight to the airport the next day. And that didn't happen. So that's something else. Now that all this karma is going down, you can imagine, like, for example, Shine doing like almost ten to fifteen years in prison for him, and Puff's going to parties and doing like, he moved to back to Barbados, and he left the United States, but he never really sat down with anyone to say, hey, he shot that person in the club. He was with J-Lo at the time. So my thing is, karma's catching up to him. And stay tuned for more news on Fluffy Puff, P. Diddy, P. Fitty, whatever. Stay tuned on it. Stay tuned on Fluffy Puff Daddy, or Pappy, on the next episode. I'll give you some more news on it. Thank you for listening. I am DJ Quest One. Like and subscribe on my podcast and share, y'all. Peace.